This is The Record on KUOW. Alaska is trying to impose Buy American standards on a project in British Columbia. It's turning into a big trade fight. And Target has suffered one of the biggest failures in retail history in Canada. Joining us with these stories from the North, Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist and our Canadian correspondent. Welcome back, Vaughn.
Good to be back.
This is very interesting. The state of Alaska is building a new ferry terminal in Prince Rupert at the far northwest corner of British Columbia. In fact, you can see Alaska from Prince Rupert. And the Alaskans are insisting that contractors buy American steel for this project on Canadian soil. I understand Canadians are outraged about this.
Yeah, they are. It's an odd circumstance, and I'm not sure anybody on either side of the border imagined this would happen. There, you'll be familiar with the Buy America requirements laid down by the U.S. Congress. This project is mostly being paid for by the U.S. federal government, so Buy America rules apply. The terminal is in Canada. It's part of the Alaska Marine Highway Service. If you can catch a ferry from Bellingham and go all the way to Alaska, it also stops in Prince Rupert in British Columbia, and a lot of people go that way. They drive all the way through BC, and they get on the ferry and go to Alaska. And some people come back that way, too. So it's a big tourist service. The terminal's an old one. It's been there since the 1960s. It badly needs renovation, and the Alaska Ferry Service is renovating the terminal. They're going to be spending $15, $20 million to do it. But Buy America rules prevail because most of the money is coming from the U.S. government, and there's no exemption in there for a project that just happens to be being built on land leased in Canada.
So this has raised hackles among Canadians. What do they want to happen?
Well, the Canadian government has fired back with a measure. A federal law in Canada that's almost never been used, and it involves extraterritoriality, that idea of foreign countries trying to exercise their jurisdiction on Canadian soil. And basically, our government's taking a strong stand on this. They say it's intolerable that American law, the Buy America rules, would apply to a project in Canada. But when you look at the consequences of what they've done here, a company would be subject to fines if they defied this Canadian government order. But who would that apply to? Well, it would apply to a Canadian company that bid to do the work on the ferry terminal. Canadian companies are allowed to bid to do the work, and Canadian workers are allowed to do the work on renovating the ferry terminal. But if they buy American steel, they would be subject to fines in Canada. But if they don't buy American steel, they would be in defiance of the terms of their contract. So, a lot of us are wondering, this sounds like a strong stand, but what happens? Well, it strikes me there's a couple of possibilities. And look, the story's just developing this week. Canadian companies may simply refuse to bid, which means American companies would get the contract. Or Canadian companies may bid but not be able to proceed, and the whole thing will be held up.
What a conundrum.
It's a heck of a mess. I don't know how they're going to sort this out. I guess what I would say about it, Ross, is that it's said to be a $15 to $20 million job in Canadian funds. How much steel is there going to be in it compared to all the other jobs and economic activity there'd be in the contract? And it's a very important development for tourism in Canada as well as in the United States, because thousands of people go through that ferry terminal every year, come into Canada, go out of Canada, go through Prince Rupert, and the terminal, everybody agrees, is badly needs an upgrade. It's not safe increasingly. So,
I've been through that terminal, and it is showing its age. Vaughn, we've got less than a minute left, but I do want to talk about Target, a big chain down here in the U.S., but their opening of retail stores in Canada has been a catastrophe.
Yeah, a catastrophe, first of all, for about 17,000 people that are going to lose their jobs. Target expanded into Canada in a big way, 133 stores, thousands of employees. And they threw in the towel this month. They're closing everything. Their Canadian division is going into bankruptcy. Everybody will be laid off, and Target is going to take, a $5 billion write down on its property in this financial quarter. So fiasco is the right word.
Wow, we'll see how that turns out. Vaughn Palmer, our Canadian correspondent. You can read his column in the Vancouver Sun. Thank you so much, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Russ.